Hello, good evening, and welcome to It's a Living. The rules are very simple. Each week, we get a large fee. At the end of that week, we get another large fee. If there's been no interruption at the end of the year, we get a repeat fee, which can be added on for tax purposes to the previous year or the following year if there's no new series. Every contestant, in addition to getting a large fee, is entitled to 3 drinks at the BBC, or if the show is over, 7 drinks. Unless he's an MP, in which case he can have 7 drinks before the show, or a bishop, only 3 drinks in toto. The winners will receive an additional fee, a prize which they can flog back, and a special fee for a guest appearance on Late Night Lineup. Well, those are the rules. That's the game. We'll be back again, same time next week. Till then, bye-bye.
Well, it's 9:05 and nearly time for 9:06. On BBC Two, it'll shortly be 9:09. Later on this evening, it'll be 10 o'clock, and at 10:30, we'll be joining BBC Two in time for 10:33. And don't forget tomorrow, when it'll be 9:20. Those of you who missed 8:45 on Friday will be able to see it again this Friday at 9:15. Now, here's a time check. It's 6:30 to the big green thing.
You're a loony.
Oh, I get so bored. I get so bloody bored.
This way, please.
Righto, I'm coming. Yes, sir. This way, eh? Bloody hell, where are the lights? What's this? Oh, damn, where are they? Here, how does this turn off? Stop! Oh, ah, oh! Where are the lights? Oh, here they are.
Probably noticed that I didn't say enough of something completely different just now. This is simply because I am unable to appear in the show this week. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt, but my tooth's hurting. It's just about here. Get off! Oh, sorry.
I'm not sorry to interrupt. I'd interrupt anything if it gets people looking in my direction. Like at my old school, where by a coincidence, the annual prize giving is going on at this very moment.
My Lord Mayor, Lady Mayoress, it gives me very great pleasure to return to my old school to present the prizes in this centenary year. This school takes very justifiable pride in its fine record of... Ah! Oh! Ow! Scholarship and sporting achievement is all...
I'm afraid there's been a mistake. The man who has been speaking to you is an imposter. He is not, in fact, the Bishop of East Anglia, but a man wanted by the police. I am the Bishop of East Anglia. Anybody who doesn't believe me can look me up in the book. Now, then, the first prize is this beautiful silver cup, which has been won by me. Next, we come to the Fairfax Atkinson Trophy for our outstanding achievement in the field of applied mathematics. Well, there was no one this year who reached the required standard, and so it goes in my sack. And by an old rule of the school, all the other silver trophies also go in my sack.
Okay, sorry for hold up. No problem now.
Me, Bishop of East Anglia, prize it. Eyes down for faster prize. A fife and Chumley a spoon for Latin elegiacs goes to People's Republic of China.
Hey, everybody. My name's Bradshaw, Inspector Elizabeth Bradshaw of the Special Branch Speech Test. Well, I'd like you all to think of me as the Bishop of East Anglia. And I'd like to present the first prize, the Jim Wade Grimm Trophy.
Lord Mayor, Lady Mayoress, Mr. Chairman, ladies, gentlemen, and boys, please do not panic. Please keep your heads right down now, and at the back, please keep your heads right down. Do not panic. Don't look around. This building is surrounded. There is nothing to worry about. I am the Bishop of East Anglia. Now, the first prize is the Granville Cup for French Unseen Translation, and it goes to Forbes Minor. Forbes Minor, right? Get him covering fire. Come on, Forbes. Come on, boy. Come on, get him out. Keep down. Well done. Oh, bad. The next prize.
Mr. L.F. Dibley's latest film, If. Mr. Dibley, some people have drawn comparisons between your film If, which ends with a gun battle at a public school, and Mr. Lindsay Anderson's film If, which ends with a gun battle at a public school.
Oh, yes, well, I mean, there were some people who said my film 2001, A Space Odyssey, was similar to Stanley Kubrick's. I mean, that's the sort of petty critical niggling that's dogged my career. Oh, it makes me sick. I mean, as soon as I'd made Midnight Cowboy with the Vicar as a Ratso Ritzo, John Schlesinger rushes out his version and gets it premiered while mine's still at the chemist's.
Well, we have with us tonight one of your films, Rear Window, which was to become such a success for Alfred Hitchcock a few weeks later. Now, this is a silent film, so perhaps you could talk us through it.
Yes. Well, let's see now. There's the rear window. There's the man looking out of the window. He sees the murder. The murderer's come into the room to kill him, but he's outwitted him and he's all right. The end.
Alfred Hitchcock, who's supposed to be so bloody wonderful, padded that out to 1.5 hours. Lost all the tension. Just because he had bloody Grace Kelly, he made £3 million more than I did. Oh, yeah, at least she can act a bit. Oh, I could have done with her in Finian's Rainbow. The man from the off-license was terrible. Real failure, that was. 10 seconds of solid boredom. Terrible.
Mr. L.F. Dibley's Finian's Rainbow. And now, over to me. Exclusively on the programme today, we have the Foreign Secretary who's just returned from the bitter fighting in the Gulf of Oman. He's going to tell us about canoeing. Gives you just some idea of what's going on out there. Today saw the long-awaited publication of the Portland Committee's report on industrial reorganization. It's taken 5 years to prepare, and it's bound to have an enormous impact on the future of industrial relations in this country. In the studio tonight, Lord Portman, chairman of the committee, Sir Charles Avery, Employers' Reorganization Council, and Ray Millichope, leader of the Allied Technicians Union. And they're going to make a human pyramid. Bravo. Now the president of the Board of Trade. Now here's the vice chairman of ICI.
Good evening.
We must have you down! We must have you down!
Well, so much for politics and the problems of Britain's industrial reorganisation. Now we turn to the lighter subject of sport. And Reg Harris, the former world cycling sprint champion, talks to us about the psychological problems of big race preparation. And now the world of song, Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth. Well, all good things must come to an end, and that's all for this week. But to close our programme, Dame Irene Stoat, who celebrates her 85th birthday this month, reads one of her most famous poems.
Who shall declare this good, that ill, when good and ill so intertwine, but to fulfil the vast design of an omniscient will, when seeming gain but comes to loss, when earthly treasure proves but dross, and what seemed lost but turns again to high eternal gain.
Had the most marvellous holiday. It was absolutely fantastic. Michael, you tell them about it.
Well,
yeah,
I know you were there. You had a terrible conversation. Excuse me a minute.
Dung, sir.
What?
You got your dung.
What dung?
Your dung, 300 weight of heavy droppings. Where'd you want it?
I didn't order any dung.
Yes, you did, sir. You ordered it through the Book of the Month Club.
Book of the Month Club?
That's right. You get Gone with the Wind, Les Miserables by Victor Hugo, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and with every third book, you get dung.
I didn't know that when I signed the form.
Well, no, it wasn't on the form. They found it wasn't good for business. Anyway, we got 300 weight of dung in the van. Where'd you want it?
Well, I don't think we do. We've no garden.
Well, they're all fitted in here. It's top-class excrement.
You can't put it in here. Well, it's a dinner party.
It's all right. I'll put it on the telly.
Well, listen. Darling, there's a man here with our Book of the Month Club dung.
No form, dear.
Well, how many rooms have you got, then?
There's only this room, the bedroom, a spare room.
Well, I'll tell you what. Move everything in the main bedroom, then you can use the spare room as a dung room.
Yes?
Dead Indian.
What?
Have you recently bought a new cooker, sir?
Yes.
Oh, well, this is your free dead Indian, as ever.
I didn't see that in the adverts.
Oh, no, well, it's in very small print, you see, sir, so as not to affect the sales.
We've no room.
Oh, it's all right. You can put the dead Indian in the spare room on top of the dung.
Yeah. Me, he... Is he?
He's not dead.
Oh, it's probably a faulty cooker.
Have you read and enjoyed the French Lieutenant's Woman, then?
No.
No, still it's worth it for the dung, isn't it?
Darling, it's the milk marketing ward. For every two cartons of single cream, we get the M4 motorway.
Are you Mr. and Mrs. Pete Forbes of Seventh Studios, Elstree?
Yes.
Right, well, get in the car. We've won you in the police raffle.
Yes, this couple is just one of the prizes in this year's police raffle. Other prizes include 2 years for breaking an entry, a treat of search warrants, a What's All This Then T-shirt, and a weekend for two with a skinhead of your own choice.
And that's not all. Three fabulous new prizes have just been added. A four-month supply of interesting undergarments, a fully motorised pig, and a hand-painted scene of Arabian splendour, complete with silly water.
I prefer more classical dishes.
Nigel, wonderful to see you. Super, super. Oh,
teeny bit late?
Oh, well, a bit, an hour.
Oh, super. Only Snowden's been retouching my profile and we can't upset the lovely Snowden, can we?
Gosh,
David Blanche, the one and only. Super to see you. Who are you working for? Come and work for me. I'll call you tomorrow. It is really lovely to have this little chat with you.
Well,
it is so nice to be able to have this little talk about things. I heard the teeny rumour let that you were married.
Well, not quite, no. My wife's just died, actually.
Oh, dear. We must get together again soon. See you. Well, perhaps we could do a tribute tour on the show.
Oh, no.
I'll get Peter, William, Arthur, Alex, Joan, Ted, Scott, Wilf, John and Ray to fix it up. It is so nice having this little chat.
Well, actually, Timmy, I'm glad to get you on your...
You don't mind if Peter just sits in, do you?
Well, actually...
Only he's doing an article on me for the Mail. He's such a lovely person.
Hello.
Peter, this is one of the nicest people in the world, Nigel Watt. W-A-T-T, that's right, yes.
Actually, Timmy, the thing is, it's a bit private.
Oh, you don't mind if Peter just sits in, do you? Only Peter's writing a book on me. Peter, you know Tony from the Mail, don't you?
Yes, we met the Turkish Bath, yes.
Super. Did it come up well in the writing yesterday?
Great.
You took out the tummy reference.
Yes, I did.
Super. Just to fill you in, this is Nigel Watt, and we're having a little heart-to-heart. H-E-A-R-T. Do go on, Nigel.
Well, the thing is, Timmy,
do carry on, it's the TV Times. Only they syndicate these photographs to America. Would you mind if we just, Super. One over here, I think, Bob. A little smile, please. Smashing. Feel free, Bob, to circulate, won't you? And do go on, this is most interesting.
Well, the thing is, Timmy, I'm a bit embarrassed.
Mr. Williams, it's so nice to see you. Will you sign this, my little daughter, please?
Hello, Mario. Super wonderful. Just two lovely coffees, please.
Sorry. Timmy, can we just go from where Mario comes in? We're getting bad sound, OK?
It's German television. Isn't it exciting, Nigel? They're doing a prize-winning documentary on me.
The wonderful Mr. Williams, scene 239, take two.
Speed. Action.
Mario, how super to see you. Please give your little daughter this, thank you. And just two lovely coffees, please.
Yes,
such a lovely waiter. Now, go on, please, this is most interesting.
Well, as I was saying, Timmy, my wife's gone. I've got... three children, and but my wits end. No job, no insurance, no money at all. I'm absolutely flat broke. I just don't know where to turn. I'm absolutely at the end of my tether. You're my only chance. Can you help me, please, Timmy?
Sorry, I was on the phone to him. Super, having this lovely little chat. We must see this again more often. Will you get the coffees? I'm afraid I've mustache. I'm an hour late for the Israeli embassy. Did you get that shot all right, sound?
Yes, fine.
It wasn't a bit too wicked, was it? I mean,
oh,
it wasn't too cruel.
No, it's great.
No, super. Oh, well, I think it shows I'm human, don't you?
Yeah, it's great.
Super. Well, the Sharabang's here. Come on, everybody. Bye!
Timmy Williams' Coffee Time was brought to you live from Whoppies in Hobart.
Good evening. I have with me in the studio tonight one of the country's leading skin specialists, Raymond Luxury Yacht.
That's not my name.
I'm sorry, Raymond Luxury Yacht.
No, it's spelt Raymond Luxury Yacht, but it's pronounced Throat Wobbler Mangrove.
You're a very silly man, and I'm not going to interview you.
Anti-Semitism?
Not at all. It's not even a proper nose. It's polystyrene.
Give me my nose back.
You can collect it at reception, now go away.
I want to be on television.
Well, you can't.
Psst. All clear.
Woo! Woo! Wee!
tiger.
Tiger! Tiger! Woo-hoo! Hee-hee! Tiger! Hee, tiger!
Excuse me, I want to get married.
I'm afraid I'm already married, sir.
No, I just want to get married.
I could get a divorce, I suppose, but it'd be a bit of a wrench.
No, it won't be necessary because
see, would you come to my place or should I have to come to yours because I've just got a big mortgage?
No, I want to get married here.
Oh, dear, I had my heart set on a church wedding.
No, I just want you to marry me too.
I want to marry you too, sir, but it's not as simple as that. You sure you want to get married?
Yes, I want to get married very quickly.
Suits me, sir, suits me.
I don't want to marry you.
There is such a thing as breach of promise, sir.
Look, I just want you to act as registrar and marry me.
I will marry you, sir, but please make up your mind. Please don't trifle with my affections.
I'm sorry, but
that's all right, sir. I forgive you. Lovers tiff. You're not the first person to ask me today. I've turned down several people already.
Look, I'm already engaged.
Yes, and I'm already married. Still, we'll get round it.
Good morning. I want to get married.
I'm afraid I'm already marrying this gentleman, sir.
Well, can I get married after him?
Well, divorce isn't as quick as that, sir. Still, if you
mean. I'll get married, please.
Heavens, it's my lucky day, isn't it? All right. You'll have to wait till I've married these two, sir.
What, those two getting married? Nigel, what are you doing marrying him?
He's marrying me first, sir.
He's engaged to me.
Come on, Edward.
Blimey, the wife.
Will you marry me?
I'm already married.
Well, things turned out all right in the end. I wasn't asked how, because it's naughty. They're all married and living quite well in a council estate near Dunwich.
Today I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was an enchanted prince who ruled the land beyond the Wobbles. One day, he discovered a spot on his face. Foolishly, he ignored it. And 3 years later, he died of
gangrene.
Well, the spot, however, flourished. Soon set out to seek his fortune.
Blah, 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 blah.
And this producer just moved in next door. Yes, black as the ace of spades. Oh, there goes the neighborhood. Them and their smelly cooking.
And the noise.
And they breed like rabbits.
Oh, yes.
Oh, like rabbits.
Tonight's special. There's great excitement here at the moment as we should be getting the first result through any moment now. We don't know where it'll be from. It might be from Leicester or from Luton. The polling's been quite heavy in both areas. Oh, wait a moment. I'm just getting a loud buzzing noise in my left ear. Excuse me, that. Anyway, let's go straight over to James Gilbert at Leicester.
Well, it's a straight fight here at Leicester. On the left of the returning officer, you can see Arthur Smith, the sensible candidate, and his agent. And on the other side is the silly candidate, Jethro Walrus Titty, with his agent and his wife.
Here is the result for Leicester. Arthur J. Smith.
Sensible party.
30,612. Jethro Q. Walrus Titty.
Silly party.
32,108.
Well, there's the first result, and the silly party have held Leicester. What do you make of that, Norman?
Well, this is largely as I predicted, except that the silly party won. I think this is mainly due to the number of votes cast. Gerald?
Well, there's a swing here to the silly party, but how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, if I may, I think the interesting thing here is the big swing to the silly party, and, of course, the very large swing back to the sensible party, had a tendency to wobble up and down in the middle because the screw's loose.
I'm afraid I can't think of anything.
I can't add anything to that. Colin?
I just butt in at this point and say this is, in fact, the very first time I've ever appeared on television.
No, no, we haven't time because we're going straight over to Luton.
Here at Luton, it's a three-cornered fight between Alan Jones, sensible party, in the middle, Tarquin, Fim, Tim, Lim, Bim, Wim, Bim, Lim, Bustop, Fatang, Fatang, Ole, Biscuit Barrel, silly party, and Kevin Phillips, Bong, the slightly silly candidate.
Alan Jones.
On the left, sensible party.
9,112. Kevin Phillips, Bong.
On the right, slightly silly.
Naught. Tarquin, Fim, Tim, Lim, Bim, Wim, Bim, Limber, Stop, Fatang, Fatang, Ole, Biscuit Barrel.
Silly.
12,441.
And so the silly party has taken Luton.
Again for the silly party at Luton, the first gain of the election. Norman?
Well, this is a highly significant result. Luton, normally a very sensible constituency with a high proportion of people who aren't a bit silly, has gone completely gaga.
Do we have the swing at Luton?
Well, I've worked out the swing, but it's a secret.
There isn't the swing. How about the swong?
Well, I've got the swong here in this box, and it's looking fine. I can see through the breathing holes that is eating up peanuts at a rate of knots.
And how about the swing?
Well, it's 29% up over 600 feet, but it's a little bit soft around the edges about...
What do you make of the nylon dot cardigan and plastic mule rest?
There's no such thing!
Thank you, Spike.
Can I just come in here and say that the swong has choked itself to death?
Well, the election's really beginning to hot up now.
I can't add anything to that.
Can I just say at this point this is in fact the second time I've ever appeared on television?
I'm sorry, sir, we're just about to get another result.
Oh, from Harpenden. Now, this is a key seat because in addition to the official silly candidate, there is an independent, very silly candidate who may split the silly vote.
Mr. Elsie...
Silly?
26,317. James Walker...
Sensible.
26,380.
That was close.
Malcolm, Peter, Brian, Telescope, Adrian, Umbrella Stand, Jasper, Wednesday, Stoat Gobbler, John, Raw Vegetable, Arthur, Norman, Michael, Featherstone, Smith, Northcott, Edwards, Harris, Mason, Frampton, Jones, Fruit Bat, Gilbert, Wilkie, Brewer, Williams, If I Could Walk That Way, Jenkins, Tiger Draws, Pratt, Thompson, Raindrops Keep Rolling On My Head, Darcy, Carter, Pussycat, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Barton, Mannering, Smith,
very silly. Well, there you have it. A sensible gain here at Driffield.
Norman?
Well, I've just heard from Luton that my aunt is ill. Possibly gastroenteritis, Gerald?
Well, if this were repeated over the whole country, it'd probably be very messy. Colin?
Can I just butt in and say here that it's probably the last time I shall ever appear on television?
No, I'm afraid you can't. We haven't got time. Just to bring you up to date with a few results that you may have missed, Engelbert Humperdinck has taken Barrow in Furness. That's a gain from Anne Hayden-Jones and her husband, Pip. Arthur Negus has held Bristol's. That's not a result. That's a bit of gossip. And Mary Whitehouse has just taken umbrage. Could be a bit of trouble there. Apparently, Wales is not swinging at all. No surprise there. And Monty Python has held the credits.